Okay, so the beginning of Parshas Vayetze tells the story of Yaakov Avinu. He comes to Charan and Vayivka b'makom vayalen sham. He goes to sleep. That's the Gemara in Brachos tells us. That's the makor that the Yaakov Avinu was masakin tefilas arvis, and he goes to sleep. He has this dream. There's a sulam mutzav arzav rosh magia hashamayma, the ladder going up and down with the malachim going up and down, and then he has a nevuah. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes to him, Vinei Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem tells him, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to give you the land. And then a few psukim later, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnaso, Vayomar Achein Yesh Hashem B'mokom Hazeh, Vanochi Lo Yedati. Yaakov wakes up almost like in a fit, in a panic. Hashem was here and I didn't even realize. So last year, in our Parsha Shir, so we spoke about the idea of a sulam, of a ladder. Why was it a ladder, not a staircase? And we quoted B'Shem Rev Dessler, still haven't found it inside, that the difference between a ladder and a staircase is a staircase you could jump steps. But a ladder, you can only go one step at a time, because if you try to jump on a ladder, you fall down, unless you're a magician and a balancing expert. Usually, you take it one step at a time, otherwise you slip and you fall. And the same thing with Avodas Hashem. You're supposed to take it one step at a time. We quoted a couple of other places in Shas, really, where this idea comes up. A Gemara in Menachos, a Gemara in Brachos, where this idea comes up. In Beis Medrash Buli Chiddush, I want to talk about the same idea, take it maybe a little bit of a different direction, but from a different place. There's a beautiful sefer, which I've quoted from before, a very special sefer called Shira Rabbeinu Meir HaLevi, which is Rabbeinu Meir Soloveitchik Al HaTorah, that is the son of the Briska Rav, of the Griz, of Rav Yitzchak Zev. So he has his Vortlach, or Torahs, on Sefer Bereishis. And then in the back of the Sefer, they print his Sichos, his Shmuzin, I guess the full Shmuzin. And he brings out a very interesting point that has to do with this story. The Pasuk, again, says that after Yaakov Avinu woke up, after he had his dream, he had his nevuah, he says, oh, I didn't realize Hashem was here, v'anochi lo yadati, and I didn't realize. Says Rashi, v'anochi lo yadati, this is Pasuk Tezayin, Perech Chavches Pasuk Tezayin, she'im yadati lo yashanti, had I known, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. B'makom kadosh kazeh, I wouldn't have slept here. Maybe I made a mistake, maybe I did something wrong. So he asked the question, Rameir asked the question, why is he so busy, why is Yaakov so busy with, as soon as he wakes up, all of a sudden he's nervous, maybe he made a mistake, he shouldn't have gone to sleep here because it was a makom kadosh, and he didn't realize, like, why did this bother him? It's fine. He woke up already. Move on. You know, pick up the pieces and move on. Why is he so bothered by it? Why is it something that is eating at him? It should be like a non-starter, a non-issue. You went to sleep, you woke up, and, you know, move along. And maybe it was the Ratzon Hashem, which we know it was, the Ratzon Hashem, that he should sleep and this dream should happen. So Reb Meir says, and he really is bringing out the same Nakuda, but he says that the Nakuda is that in Avodas Hashem, you have to go one step at a time. But he brings it out in a beautiful way, that it's not just that you have to go one step at a time. It's not like an Eitz HaTovah. It's if you ever feel yourself reaching really Hechera Madregas, if you feel like you're reaching levels that others don't reach, that you're so up there, it's all fake. If you think that you're going to skip all the preliminary steps, all the preparation, and just it's going to come easy, then whatever you have is not real. And he quotes from the Braisa upon which the Maseil Sasharm is written. It's a brisa that's brought in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Amar Pinchas Ben Yair, Torah mevi'a l'dei Zehirus, Zehirus mevi'a l'dei Zrizus, Zrizus mevi'a l'dei Nekiyus, etc., etc. And then at the end, Anova brings you to Yireschet, Yireschet to Kedusha, Kedusha is to Ruach HaKodesh. And Ruach HaKodesh brings you to Tchiyas HaMesim. There's a step-by-step process through which a person grows in his Avodas Hashem until he reaches literally the highest levels that he can bring somebody back to life. He can be Mechaya Mesim. Says Reb Meir, this is where Yaakov Avinu was. Yaakov Avinu was very shuffle. He was running away. He was running for his life. Esav, He was nervous Esau was going to come kill him. He knew that he was headed towards Lavan, which was going to be a whole nother, literally, parsha, a whole nother parsha in his life, a whole nother story where it was going to be a challenge. He knew that it wasn't so simple to go to Lavan's house, Lavan HaRamoy, the trickster. And it's not looking great for our hero. And Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran, and he goes to sleep. And in his sleep, he has a nevuah. He has a conversation with the Ribono Shel Olam. He reaches a very high madriga, Ruach HaKodesh, however you want to refer to it. But he reached a very high madriga. So he wakes up in a sweat, and he says, wait, if I reached such a high madriga, how do I know that it's real? It's only if I've already accomplished what I had already set out to accomplish. I had to have already gone through the earlier steps. And that's why, says Reb Meir, Yaakov Avinu's first feeling when he wakes up is one of Yiras Shamayim, one of Zahirus, one of being careful. Zahirus is to be careful to not do any Averus. So Yaakov Avinu, as soon as he wakes up and he says, wait, I reached such a high madriga, how do I know if this is real? Or if this is just all fake? You know how you know if it's real or fake? If you've gone through the process and if you've worked step by step to grow, then you know that you've achieved a madriga where Hashem can come to you. V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav. But Yaakov Avinu doesn't know that. So as soon as he wakes up, he says, wait, one second. Did I make a mistake? I went to sleep in a place that was kadosh. I shouldn't have done that. I did something that I was not careful. I wasn't zayir. If I wasn't zayir, then my ruach hakodesh was not for real. My nevuah, my dream, talking to the Ribono Shel Olam was not for real. And that was the exact nekuda that was bothering Yaakov Avinu. So, says Reb Meir, that's why this was Yaakov Avinu's first reaction. Because when a person reaches higher madrigas in Avodas Hashem, it can only come about through having gone through the earlier steps. So when Yaakov Avinu woke up and he said he saw he had this dream, to know whether the dream was legitimate, whether it was real, was dependent on whether he had gone through the earlier steps. And that's why he was bothered. Maybe he wasn't Zahir, and if he wasn't Zahir, then the whole thing would just fall apart. And Reb Meir quotes from the Beis HaLevi, Reb Meir was the son of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav was the son of Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim was the son of the Beis HaLevi. He quotes the Beis HaLevi with a word about Yishayahu HaNavi. Yishayahu HaNavi, he had nevuahs, and then he says, Oili ki nidmesi ki ish tmeis v'sayim anochi. Oili, woe is to me ki nidmesi. I was nidame. I was having these visions, dimionos, maybe false visions. Ki ish tmeis v'sayim anochi, because my mouth is tameh. Yirmiyahu was saying about himself. So the Beis HaLevi explained that the Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem Aleph says, Arba kitos in mekabim panei hashchina. Kas leitzim, kas chanofim, kas shkarim, kas mesapri lashon hara. People whose mouths are tamei, because they spoke inappropriately, those people are not mekabim panei hashchina. So Yishayahu HaNavi was bemoaning and saying, if I'm a tamei svasayim, this is what Yishayahu was saying about himself, then oili ki nidmesi, then all these nevuahs that I've had are not real nevuahs, they're dimyonos, they're false fantasies, they're not real, they're dimyonos. Oili ki nidmesi, if I'm a tamei svasayim, if I'm not a person that can reach out to madriga, then the madriga that I think I've reached is fake. And Reb Meir says that, and this is, I think, speaks very much to me, you know, we live in a world where we have access to more than we've ever have had access to in all arenas of life. And worlds have been opened up to us that were not previously accessible. And sometimes people try to jump ahead. He says, there's a plethora of people, Reb Meir says, a plethora of people learning Nister, learning the hidden parts of the Torah, which from Chazal, we know that the hidden parts of the Torah are once you were Mali Kreso b'Shasav Poskim, you finish Shas, you finish Poskim, you know Shas, and then you start to learn the Nister parts of the Torah. So he says you can't just skip all the Nigla and then go straight to the Nister. You can't skip Madrigas in Avodas Hashem. And he quotes that he quotes that Rabbi Yitzhak of Volozhiner, the son of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, was Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. He says that he was Yadua, that he was a Baki in Nistar, in the hidden parts of the Torah. And people would come to him to talk to him about issues that they had with different parts of Nistar. He was the right address to go to. And they say that Rabbi Tzala, whenever he would speak to somebody, he would first have a conversation with them. If they would come to speak to him about Nister, he would first engage them in a conversation about Nigla, in a conversation about something in Shas or Halacha, something that you have to prove to me that you really belong having a conversation about Nister. Because if you don't have a tfisa, if you don't have a hold on Shas and Poskim, on the basics, if you will, then who are you to start talking about Nigla, to skip the basic steps. I remember when I was learning Kollel, I wrote something and I showed it to my Rosh Kollel to ask him what he thought about it. And in there, he was looking through it, and in there, there was a comment that I quoted from the Zohar. Okay, now it was a Zohar that happens to be that I think many people know. Oraisav Kutcha Brich of Yisrael Chadhu. There's different Lashonos or Oraisav Kutcha Brich, however it is, but I was quoting that, and I quoted from the Zohar. And he made a ha'ara on that Nakuda. He looked at me and he said, "Do you learn Zohar?" And I said, "No, I don't learn Zohar." He said, "How do you know that?" I said, "I don't know, everybody knows that." He said, "But you can't quote it from the Zohar, because that makes it seem like you know it from the Zohar, but you don't know it from the Zohar." I said, "Okay, where do I know it from?" And then he told me, he said, "You know it from the Nefesh HaChaim. If the Nefesh HaChaim quotes it, that's a sefer you should be learning. That will bring some Nister in, but that's a sefer that a yeshiva guy should be learning." And then he showed me that the Chazon Ish, I think in his Hakdamah, in the introduction to Chazon Ish on Aruch HaChaim, if I'm not mistaken, he has a page of Mamari Chazal. And in there, he quotes this line, I think it's there. So he said, if you saw it in the Chazon Ish, it makes sense. You should be looking in a Chazon Ish. We're looking in a Nefesh HaChaim. To look in a Zohar, what business do you have looking in a Zohar? It's the same idea. Again, we can't skip. It's not just about learning Nistar versus learning Nigla. It's all areas of Avodas Hashem. Rav Shechter always used to say, right, you know, when he would talk about Tshuva, he would say there's Tshuva Me'av and there's Tshuva Me'ira. And the... you know, Tshuva Meira, the Gemara in at the end of Yuma says that it turns the Zedonos into Shkagos, and Tshuva Me'ava, if you do Tshuva out of love of Hashem, you can turn an Avera into a mitzvah. He says, you know, everybody decided, like, he said, everybody wants to do, who would want to do Tshuva Meira if you could do Tshuva Me'ava? You know, Hashem, I love you so much. Okay, now my Averas are mitzvahs. He said, everybody likes to skip the step because Tshuva Me'ava seems so easy, love and good vibes and feeling good, and Tshuva Meira is hard. Yira Shemayim is hard. Avas Hashem, love, everybody loves each other, it's a beautiful concept. In fact, how many Shiva Bachrim, Nefesh HaChaim, I think in Shar Dalet, Perek Lamed Aleph, speaks about the fact that a person who does Tshuva Me'ava, he learns Torah, that's Tshuva Me'ava. A person who's Amel Torah Lishma. So we fool ourselves into thinking, I'll just learn Torah Lishma. Are we really, I mean, that's a madrega. Of course, we should aim for it. We should strive. We should have a she'ifa to learn Torah Lishma. But are we really holding by a level where we learn Torah Lishma and that covers everything? Doesn't the Mishnah, the Brisa and Perkei Avos say, or Meir says, if you learn Torah Lishma, you're zochel l'dvarim harbe? Who's reached dvarim harbe? Do we know what that is? Is it really so simple? We fool ourselves into thinking, I won't do Tshuva Meira. It's hard, because Tshuva Meira is hard. You have to face the sin. You have to look yourself in the mirror and say, I messed up. You have to regret what you did. You have to feel bad. You have to commit to not doing it. It's not easy. Tshuva Meira is not easy. Tshuva Me'ava, all I have to do is learn for an extra hour? Givaldik. Now, again, there is a tremendous Koyach HaTorah that learning for an extra hour will accomplish. But this concept of just, I can't handle Tshuva Meira, I'll just do Tshuva Me'ava, and that's even better. Like Rav Shechter would say, people want to skip Tshuva Meira because it's hard, and they'll just go to Tshuva Me'ava. They think that it's easier, but it's not, and you can't skip levels. You first have to do Tshuva Meira, and then you could get to the next Madriga, which is to do Tshuva Me'ava. You can't skip levels in Avodas Hashem. He quotes it's hard, but Rav Meir just adds two important nekudas. You know, a person wants to reach high madregas, but lamaisa, we have to keep to the basics. we have to strive to get to the higher levels, but we have to first be good at the basics. So he quotes a maisa that somebody came very depressed to the Maral Diskin, Mishulev Diskin, who was a Rabbi Brisk, and then Mishalayim, and he was really bothered. And the Maral Diskin said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I came across a medrash in Mishalayim Perak Yud that when they bring a person to judgment, so Hashem is going to ask him. We have a Gemara that says that Hashem is going to ask. There are six questions that a person is going to be asked, and." The Gemara in Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, is going to be asked there's six questions, Mesasav Zatav Bemuna, etc. And the Gemara says that that's really going on Torah. Okay, whatever it is they're going to ask. But this Medrash says that when a person comes to Din, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say, Ho, v'nis asakta b'talmud, you learn Talmud? Tell me, did you learn about Maisa Merkava, which is really Nister, the beginning of Yecheskel, Maisa Merkava, and can you tell me what the Kisei HaKavod looks like? Can you tell me what the Chashmal Eich Misgalgel? I don't even know what these ideas mean. Chashmal does not mean, Chashmal in modern Hebrew means electricity, but Chashmal is an esoteric concept in the Navi Yecheskel. So the Medrash says, V'meini Yodei Elohashiv, and if a person can't respond to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hofech Espanov Mimeno, he turns his face away from him. That's what he said. He was so bothered by it. So the Maril Diskin said to him, you don't have to worry about that Medrash. That Medrash is not talking about you. That Medrash is talking about the guy who doesn't do anything. So if he doesn't do anything, so then he's going to be asked, why didn't you reach the highest Madrigas? But if a person worked, He learned Chumash Rashi. He learned Mesilas Yesharim. He learned Gemara. He was Koveya Itim, and he tried. He tried to grow. He tried to read the Rashis inside. He tried to learn the Tosfos. He tried to learn the Rishonim. He tried to learn Lahalacha. He built up, and he didn't make it to the Maisa Merkava. That's not what the Medrash is talking about. Medrash is talking about a guy that learned a little bit and then skipped around. So that's a very important idea. And then he tells a Maisa from the Gro with a similar idea. That the Gra saw a couple of people that were what he called Yoshvei Koronos Hamis Hololim Umizamrim. They were wasting their time singing, acting with hololos. Okay, and the Vilna Gaon said to his Talmidim that you shouldn't think that these people are only going to be taken to task because they weren't Koveya Itim LaTorah, because they're wasting their time, they're doing silly things. No, these people are also going to be taken to task. That they don't know Shas, they don't know Poskim, they don't know Nigla, and they don't know Nister. They're going to be taken to task for all of it. And they're also going to be taken to task that they don't know the Maisa Merkava. What's Pshat? Pshat is, if a person doesn't do anything, so yeah, you should have accomplished everything. But if a person works, a person tries, a person starts from the bottom rung and tries to get as high as he can, then wherever he gets, perfect. And the rest of it is not your business. It's not your business, the Maisa Merkava, if you're busy learning Chumash and Rashi. If you're busy Osek in the Shakla Vataria, the Havayos, the Abaye Varava, you're trying to figure out the Maskana of the Gemara, you're trying to figure out a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rajba about how to learn Pshat in the Gemara or what the Halacha is. Seder Gomer, keep learning. It's not your business, Maisa Merkava. You have to deal with the Rambam, you have to deal with the Rashi. You have to deal with the Shakel Vatari of the Gemara. But a person who wastes his time, he doesn't do anything, so he's taken to task for everything. So it's a nechama. It's a nechama, but it's also a directive. It's not our business to worry about the Nister, to jump ahead. And it applies to other areas of our Avodas Hashem as well. But it's very important to keep in mind. You know, Revolbi writes that there's a couple of basic texts that every Yid needs to know. I think it's the Mishnah Berura, it's Chumash with Rashi and Ramban, it's the Mesilas Yesharim, and I think it's Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah. Those are like basic texts that every Yid needs to know. Talmud Bavli is a basic text that everybody needs to know. Of course, there's a Kiyum Talmud Torah. You have to learn all parts of Torah. But we can't skip ahead to the parts of Torah and then skip skip the basics that we're supposed to know and then be very busy with the parts that are really the extras. Now, it's true that sometimes a person needs a motivation, and in adam lomid el b'mashalibo chafetz, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says. So a person needs to have that drive. So if this gets him excited, so let him learn this and let him get a geshmak. There's something to that. But we have to realize that our chilek in Torah is the beginning, and then we have to build on that. I know for myself, my rebbeim, what I found out as I got older and saw them in a different way. I saw them as a Talmud. I'm still a Talmud, but as I got older, I started to look back and see them when I wasn't in their shir anymore, and I noticed that they were all excellent at the basics, and everything else was really icing on the cake. When I was in the shir, so you're listening for the big chiddush, for like that wow mara makom, or that wow, you know, chakira or tudinim or whatever lumdus it was, like wow. But that wasn't the point. The point was what did the Rambam say? You know, vashtet in the Rambam. Don't give me a whole pshat in the Rambam. Just first, what did the Rambam say? And then once you know what the Rambam say, you understand what the Rambam said. Now we can build on it. But you got to know the basics first. And that's how we have to lead our lives. We can't skip steps. We can't take shortcuts. We have to earn everything. And if we work that way, and we work hard, and we work to earn things, then it'll all work out, because the Ribbono Shel Olam's cheshbon of what we need to be up to is very much tully on whether or not we continuously work towards a goal. Whether or not we get there is not our business. But the fact that we work towards it, and we take it step by step, and we know the basics. It's always the basics. There was somebody once asked Rav Asher Arieli Shlita. He was moving back to America, and he was going to be a Rebbe. He was going to give a base medrash level shir, and he asked Rav Asher, "What am I supposed to give? Like, give me etza advice. Like, how do I give shir?" So Rav Asher said, the way you give shir is, you know Gemara, Rashi, Tosus, cold. Every nekuda, every word, every line, every vim tomar, every tema, every v'yesh lomar, v'nira lomar, every line, word in Gemara, Rashi, Tosus is accounted for. You know why it's there. You know why it said it. You know why it didn't say something else. You know Gemara, Rashi, Tosus. And nobody can ask you a question on Gemara, Rashi, Tosus that you will not be able to explain and answer them. That is the most and maybe only important thing. After that, everything else is icing on the cake. You want to say Ishtekel Torah, Gizun Tehet. You want to say a fancy lumdus from one of the Rosh Yeshiva, Seder Gomer. And he said, when I started giving shir, I knew every Gemara Rashi Tosfos, and then I would say over a vart from my father-in-law. His father-in-law was Reb Nachum Partzavitz. So he would say, I'd say a vart from my father-in-law, or from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. I think he was a Talmud by him also. He would say over something from Reb Baruch Ber, maybe. And then he said, you know, the mirror has a 5-year cycle. So every 5 years he was giving the shir on the same mesechta. So he said, after a few cycles, I started to weave in my own mahalchim. So my own pshat, or my own question, or my own answer, whatever it is. So over the years, I've developed my own material. But he said, we started Gemara Rashi Tosfos. You make sure you know Gemara Rashi Tosfos, because that's the basic. That's what you need to come out of shir knowing. Everything else is really icing on the cake. And that's our Avodas Hashem. We sometimes get ahead of ourselves. We sometimes try to be somebody we're not. We try to aim higher and become something. And it's false. It's dimyonos. And we shouldn't get caught up in it. It's true of us and our Avodas Hashem. We shouldn't look at other people. We should look at ourselves. And in the long run, if you focus on your kochos and the things that you can be successful at, you know, if you don't understand the Shakatai of the Gemara, you can't be busy with the machlokas between the Rajba and the Rambam. Even if the Chavrusa down at the end of the table, if that's what they're working on, but it's not your business because you don't have Shakla Vataria clear. So you're wasting your time if you don't have the Shakla Vataria. And there's a haftacha that you'll have Hatzlacha. It could be that it'll take you longer. Okay, but you have to start with the basics, and you have to work towards the higher madrigas. And if you do that, you'll see hatzlacha with your learning. There's a haftacha, you'll see hatzlacha with your learning. But if you get ahead of yourself, you jump ahead, you jump the steps that you don't belong in, you just end up with a big bilbul, you end up with confusion, and it's not the right way to go. And we learned that lesson from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he says, wait, I have to make sure my Yiras Shamayim was there. I didn't realize. If I knew, I wouldn't have gone to sleep here. Maybe I wasn't careful enough. Maybe my chalom, my nevuah with Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't for real because my earlier steps weren't good. If you're doing hechara dargas, you have to understand that if you haven't gone through the earlier process, then it's all demyonis, it's all fake. You have to work step by step. That's our mesorah. That's what we have to build on.